This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five things you need to know in about 10 minutes for Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. If you're watching us on YouTube, thank you. Subscribe to our channel. It's at 5 in 10. And then I'll tell you how to guarantee we don't get canceled coming up after the break. Topic number 5 today, closer to a deal. It's possible. Satellite images of the southern city of Rafah, the southern Gaza city of Rafah, that is, showing a tent compound going up in the southern Gaza Strip near Khan Yunis. The IDF says it's not putting up those tents. Apparently, Egypt or some organization connected to the government of Egypt putting that up there. The IDF has been delaying its planned operation in Rafah for some weeks now as it tries to figure out how to evacuate civilians from the city. This according to the Wall Street Journal. Negotiators are hopeful that they're closer to a truce agreement in this war. Could see a temporary pause in hostility in return for an exchange of dozens of Israeli hostages. Talks are in progress, even though Benjamin Netanyahu has said that he will go ahead with this Rafah operation with or without a deal. Israel has reportedly agreed to lower the number of hostages it is demanding from Hamas from 40 to 33, partly because Israeli intelligence believes that some of those hostages are now dead. A truce deal could fall apart if the International Criminal Court proceeds with arrest warrants against Israeli officials, according to sources speaking of Bloomberg News. The United States trying to communicate to The Hague that it would not be productive to proceed with warrants for the arrest of Netanyahu and other Israelis. Were there warrants for the arrest of any of the Hamas officials issued? Because I haven't seen it. I mean, it's possible that there have been, and I just don't know about it. It's just asking. Topic number 4, a European caliphate. Over 1,000 peaceful protesters gathered in Hamburg, Germany over the weekend. The leader of that group demanding the establishment of an Islamic caliphate in Germany. According to local German media reports and German authorities, the protest organized by a young man who leads a populist extremist group called Muslim Interactive. In several videos posted online, a speaker addressing the crowd can be heard describing the caliphate as a system that provides security. That's just been given a bad rap by the media and German politicians. We're peaceful, that's all. We just want to come into your country and establish Sharia law in place of, you know, the German legal code. The crowd responded by cheering, with some shouting Allahu Akbar, which, as you know, means Allah is the greatest. Not God is great. And let's not confuse the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jesus Christ, with Allah. They are not the same entity. Anyway, Germany's Federal Criminal Intelligence Service, the BKA, and Hamburg's security services claim Muslim Interactive is part of Hizb-ut-Tahrir, or the Party of Liberation, which is a global Salafi Islamist movement. Salafists are nominally Sunni. They're a branch of Sunni Islam. The goal is to unite the world under an Islamic caliphate and implement Sharia law. This was founded in Jerusalem in 1953, Hizb-ut-Tahrir. It's been banned from Germany since 2003. The United Kingdom banned the group in January under its counterterrorism laws. It's also banned in many majority Muslim countries and is not really welcome in the Palestinian territories of Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, where it, again, because it's calling for the reestablishment of the caliphate. Now, the caliphate was based in what is now Turkey, but they pronounce it now Turkey, so to be polite, we'll follow the Turkish pronunciation. We assume they know how to pronounce the name of their own country. And Arabs and Turks don't necessarily like one another, which is why the Muslim Brotherhood, which likewise wants the reestablishment of the caliphate, is not welcome in Egypt or Saudi Arabia or other Arab Gulf nations. Anyway, Party of Liberation, ostensibly nonviolent, but its rhetoric does encourage anti-Semitism, and they have publicly supported violent acts by other Islamist groups. Again, the goal of this group, protesting in Germany over the weekend to reestablish the caliphate that fell apart with the Ottoman Empire's collapse 100 years ago in the wake of World War I, during which it was allied with Germany. The establishment of a caliphate in Europe has been the goal of Muslims since about the year 636 AD. Topic number 3, state-sponsored mutilation. State healthcare plans must cover gender-affirming surgeries. This according to a federal appeals court in Virginia ruling on Monday. Gender affirming, of course, is a euphemism for, frankly, genital mutilation. It's being portrayed by most of the corporate media as a major victory for transgender rights. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit ruled Monday that North Carolina's and West Virginia's denial of some health care services via government insurance for trans people was discriminatory. In both cases, the states argued that their policies were not discriminatory, but rather rooted in legitimate government interest, including cost. West Virginia's Medicaid program has excluded transsexual surgery since 2004. In 2018, North Carolina excluded treatment for gender dysphoria in the state's health care plan. Well, Judge Roger Gregory wrote in his decision, "We hold that the coverage exclusions facially discriminate on the basis of sex and gender identity and are not substantially related to an important government interest," end quote. A senior attorney at Lambda Legal, Tara Borelli, lead lawyer in these lawsuits, said in a statement Monday that the ruling would save lives. Except that it won't. A growing body of evidence shows that unless you treat the underlying comorbidity, in other words, the emotional or psychological issues that lead to the manifestation of gender dysphoria, the person will still be desperately unhappy. Even the statistics produced by transgender activists shows that some 42% of them will attempt suicide at some point in their lives. And it's not because they're denied treatment. It's because they are desperately unhappy. And if they do go through with state funded now surgery, they're still unhappy and mutilated to boot. Topic number two, the devil is in the details. Tucked away in that $95 billion military aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan that passed last week, a $3.5 billion slush fund, essentially. This will be used to open new processing centers for Muslim migrants. Senator Eric Schmidt from our home state of Missouri here described this as a bid to supercharge mass migration from the Middle East. This $95 billion did not include any funds to help rebuild our southern border, which is what you see here. But it does contain $481 million to settle migrants in American cities, and of course then the $3.5 billion to open migration centers in Turkey and in Doha, Qatar. We just need to look at history to see how this ultimately plays out. The Roman Empire, about 2,000 years ago, thought that the solution to their problem of all of these unruly Germans outside their borders was to let them in and give them citizenship. It did not end well for Rome. Coming up, we are becoming a land without babies. I'll explain next on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure that you know how you can get your copies of both of these new works in the Nearing Midnight and Hereafter exclusive offer. This amazing offer includes Nearing Midnight as it was in the days of Lot by the legendary Terry James that explores in detail through the prism of God's Word the potential for nuclear war to break out at any moment. How the entire world is facing the imminency of a dictatorial digital monetary system. Why Mother Earth worship in the form of climate change insanity is being forced upon humanity. How the entities of Ephesians 6:12 will establish control through a new world order, and the blessed hope believers have in the return of the Messiah. Also included in this special offer is Jonathan Brentner's Hereafter, It's Far Better Than You Can Imagine. This beautifully written new masterpiece will forever change the way that you view the afterlife. You will experience the anticipation of the jubilant reunion and celebrations in heaven that believers will partake in after this current life. Broaden your understanding of heaven and the start of eternity. You'll also learn the answers to difficult questions like, how will we experience and perceive time once in heaven? What will our emotions be like? What will our heavenly bodies be like? Will we have supernatural powers? And so much more. But we're just getting started. Also included is Jonathan Brentner's best-selling book, Triumph of the Redeemed. In this fascinating work, Jonathan helps you grasp onto the eternal perspective during life's perilous circumstances, the new earth, and so much more. This incredible offer also includes The Coming Judgments on DVD, where Terry James and Pete Garcia delve into great detail on the seal, trumpets, and bowl judgments listed in the book of Revelation. Also included is Jonathan Brentner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture. You'll be shocked when you find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of nearly $90. Yours now for your donation of only $45, which includes free shipping to all U.S. orders. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this exclusive offer. You can also visit us at SkyWatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Nearing Midnight and Hereafter exclusive offer right now.
Item number one today. The sound of children being heard more and more rarely here in these United States. The fertility rate here has been trending down for decades. There was a slight uptick over the last couple of years. Turns out that appears to have been a statistical blip. 2023, the birth rate in the United States hit the lowest that it's been in more than a century. About 3.6 million babies born in 2023. That's 54.4 live births for every 1,000 women aged 15 to 44. Here is a chart from the Wall Street Journal to kind of illustrate the decline. This shows the total fertility rate in the United States. That dotted line, the horizontal dotted line, that is the replacement level birth rate of 2.1 children per woman. We are now below 1.7, close to 1.6. Which means we're not having enough children to maintain the current population of the United States. Since 2007, birth rates have been below replacement level. Last year, for the first time, the number of illegal migrants entering the country per month exceeded the number of babies being born here. This is just a fact. The future belongs to those who care enough to show up for it. This is not unique to the United States, by the way. Almost everywhere in the Northern Hemisphere, and really, especially in East Asia, where China is facing a population collapse. Japan also featuring a population collapse, where two people are dying for every baby being born in recent years. It appears that there are some here, at least in the United States, among our political class, who believe that the solution to an imminent population bust is importing more and more migrants. You can't have a growing economy if your population is shrinking, but the country begins to take on the character of those who are living here and actually having children. It's not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. It's just what it is and what's on the horizon for the United States. SkyWatch TV's Defender Conference, it is still available. You can take advantage of 90 days access of 24 cutting-edge presentations from the likes of Tom Horn, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Pastor Carl Gallups, Dr. Judd Burton, Vicki Joy Anderson, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, much more. And as a free bonus, all 6 SkyWatch Films documentaries. 90 days access, instant access when you sign up at DefenderConference.com. That's DefenderConference.com. What lies ahead? Well, end times Bible prophecy tells us, but God, being the greatest military commander in all of human history, didn't get very explicit with all of his plans. You see, the principalities and powers and cosmic rulers over this present darkness also read Scripture. And so God's not going to reveal his hand until they see him opposite on the battlefield. But we are promised a blessing for studying the book of Revelation. And this week we've got 2 experts in end times prophecy on SkyWatch TV's main program. That's Jonathan Brentner and Terry James of RaptureReady.com. They've got new books out from Defender Publishing, and that is the topic of discussion. You'll find the program this week at SkyWatchTV.com. In fact, you'll always find all of our video content there. You'll also get it at Apple TV, our Roku and Apple TV channels, Rumble, rumble.com/SkyWatchTV, the over-the-air broadcast, SkyWatchTV.com/channels. That's where you'll find our schedule and, of course, our mobile app. This is how you guarantee we never get canceled, because it's our app. We will not be canceled from our app. All of our video content is there, along with other features like an audio Bible, multiple translations, calendar of upcoming events, and more, right in the palm of your hand, whether you've got an iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire device. We've got apps for all of those and links to their app stores at skywatchtv.com/app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.